Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and this year we're the official online radio station of the festival. Very pleased to be joined by director Carl Lemieux, who is the director of Maudit Poutine. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So, would you briefly explain to our listeners a little bit about the film, because it's kind of complex in its plotline?
Well, I guess this inspiration at the start was to go back to my hometown and try to film this particular energy I grew up with, right. This industrial town, and how the young people of the area, in that case it's more like young adult, but how we would survive it all with music and underground music, and then it's all stories, you know, inspired from there as well. So bits and pieces, it's fiction, yeah. But inspired from that violence in this little town and the struggle and that take. Yeah. Many different forms.
It's just trying to really get that energy, like you said, in this film, and there's a lot in it. Can you help our listeners kind of visualize the film? How do you try to achieve that stylistically?
Well, at the start, I guess as an inspiration, I made a mood board of different black and white pictures. Yeah. So a lot of blurry picture, lots of eye contrast, grainy, celluloid-based photographs. And so that particular mood and also all the different radical music that I'm personally into. And it varies from, you know, bands from like Godspeed You Black Emperor to more like radical noise American band like Wolf Eyes or dark ambient like Loosemore. There's a lot of, yeah, different sound element as well.
In this setting, how do you work with the actors?
In that case, my background is more experimental films. I've been and crafted a lot of short films and live performance that I do with improviser and musician and so the learning curve was pretty steep. I had very little to no experience working with actors, so it was important to start with actor that had something already that I was trying to get. In the case of the main musician, Jean-Simon, he was already in playing drum in a punk band. Which was the character. So that was fantastic. He was, you know, a good actor from Quebec, but also who could play the drum. And he had that spirit, and he understood the project. So that was a really good start. And then people like Martin Dubreuil, who, to my opinion, one of the best actors we have in Quebec. And he accepted to play the older brother. And another thing I did was to ask, he's quite a famous actor in Quebec, Robin Aubert, but he's also from that same hometown. Yeah. So I asked him to play in the film, and it was great to have him on board to kind of bring the energy a little bit up with the non-actor, because he's very well respected in the region, and it was great to mix it up. And he ended up playing with non-actor that were childhood friend of him. So yeah, it was this thing where we try to be as precise as possible in the script, but then we reviewed all the dialogue with the actor, and so they could say it in a more natural way. So I kept everything pretty open, and we worked together. We also did improvisation.
Just very briefly, as a final question, obviously the atmosphere of the film is also quite tough, so you're trying to get the audience a little bit out of their comfort zone with it.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's from the start with the flickering screens. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.